It's entitled Public Filings 101, and it's exactly that. This is an introductory course, I guess, into public filings that public companies have to make with the SEC. So we're going to keep it at a very high level. This could be a week-long presentation, but we're just going to hit the high points. So with that, I'll let me begin. I think to understand and appreciate kind of where we are today with the types of disclosures that companies have to make, it's helpful to go back and look at kind of what led to all this. And the flashpoint was the stock market crash in 1929. What led up to 1929? It's really fascinating, and I've learned a lot in just preparing this presentation. There was a stock, the New York Stock Exchange was established in 1792 by a group of, 24 stockbrokers. And so there was trading in stocks that went on for 140 years before there was any federal legislation or regulation. And if you were trading in stocks during that period, it was truly the Wild West. There was all kinds of fraud. There was manipulation of markets. People were trading constantly on inside information. But there were very few players in the stock market. There were very few people who actually invested in stocks. And these people tended to be extremely wealthy, informed folks, and the occasional extreme risk taker.